Our radio play for this week is entitled Flower of Death. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Madame Duquesne, wife of the distinguished man about the world, Marshal Henri Duquesne, is seated in the living room of their Paris home, entertaining an Oriental visitor.
I'm sure my husband will be here very soon, Monsieur, your Signora.
To see your honorable husband will be a pleasure, Madame Duquesne, but I am only too happy to be privileged to have the pleasure of the company of his charming wife while waiting.
Thank you. Henri has been telling me of your wonderful collection of pearls.
Thank you. I am happy to state that I have been able to gather together the most beautiful string of matched pearls in the world. I can say that because they have come from all over the world.
I should like to see them one day, Monsieur.
I should be too honored, Madame. Perhaps you should like to view the latest addition. I have brought it to show your honorable husband.
Oh, may I see it?
Thank you. Your interest is most gracious. This is the newest pearl of my collection, Madame.
Oh, it is beautiful.
Thank you. I think so. And it matches the others so well. You would think they had come out of the same oyster.
What's all this about an oyster?
Only this.
Oh, madame.
Ah, Marshal Duquesne. I was just showing your honorable wife my newest pearl and saying it matches the others so well they all might have come out of the same oyster.
Ah, you got the dealer to sell at last, did you, Yoshimura? Congratulations.
Thank you. I am very happy to have completed the sale, Marshal.
Look, Henri, isn't this pearl exquisite?
Perfect. Now you ought to see the others. All alike as peas in a pod.
Thank you. And now I must be going.
Oh, don't hurry away. I've just come home.
Thank you. But I must go to close up the shop. I could not resist coming to show you the trophy of the chase, Marshal.
Glad you did, Yoshimura. Always glad to have you drop in.
Thank you. And now, if you will excuse me, goodbye, madame.
Goodbye, monsieur.
I'll see you to the door, Yoshimura.
Oh, thank you. There's no need to bother. I will be happy to let myself out. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sayonara.
He's very polite, isn't he?
Yes, a very nice little man. In keeping with the perfection of his pearls, he's a perfect gentleman. Any mail for me, madame?
Oh, some bills. I'll get them. Have some tea.
I think I will. Thanks.
Here are the bills. And in opening this plain envelope, which I thought was a circular or something, I found this single sheet of paper with a drawing of a flower on it. What it could possibly... Henri. What's the matter? Are you ill? You're white as this paper.
Marcel, that is a drawing of the flower of death.
Now, Madame Duquesne, if Monsieur Bertillon and I are going to be able to help you, you mustn't omit a single detail. You are quite sure there was no letter with this drawing of the flower?
Oh, quite. Quite, Monsieur Leffenwolf. The single sheet of paper came in a plain envelope with typed address.
What did your husband do with this drawing, Marcel?
As soon as he could pull himself together, Alphonse, he locked it in his desk.
Then how did you get possession of it?
I found a key.
Have there been any more of these drawings sent to him?
No, not exactly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a few days ago, I found these scraps of paper in his wastebasket.
Mm-hmm.
They make some sort of picture.
Let's put them together, eh?
Yeah.
This goes here, this one here.
And here's the piece that goes next.
I think you'll find this one fits right in there.
Yes, now we're getting somewhere. No wonder he's been frightened half to death. Look, a yellow circle with Chinese symbols. To the left, a hideous eighth piece. To the right, a monstrosity with a neck like a goose.
And here at the bottom of the picture is a cleft skull and a stick, an ordinary Malacca cane.
I remember now. When he received this, Henri said something under his breath about the stick, a Chinese stick.
Some method of torture, eh, Aston Wolf?
Yes, perhaps. There's a bit of this picture missing, unfortunately. Now, let's see. The symbol at the top means obedience. And there's the figure for the... Good heavens! The Fatian Kong Si again.
What? That organization of murderers? I thought we'd smashed them up.
This makes things a bit clearer. The eighth piece, that long-necked horror, and the skull are probably symbolic figures of suffering, torture, and death.
You are wrong about the ape man and the gooseneck. They aren't symbolical figures. They're living men.
What?
How do you know that, Marcel?
Because, Alphonse, I have seen them.
Seen them?
When? Where?
Since getting these weird messages, Henri has been haunted. At night, we've heard someone moving in the garden. Henri sleeps with his revolver tied to his wrist. Well, I saw that face, that one which looks like a monkey, pressed close to our sitting room window the other night. I screamed. Henri came running, pistol in hand. When I told him what I saw, his mouth dropped open and I thought he was going to scream too.
Well, why didn't he shoot at the thing if he had his gun?
I asked him that. He said he didn't dare. It wasn't mortal. Bullets couldn't hurt it.
That sounds as though your husband were under the spell of some deep superstition.
Yes. Is he a member of any Chinese secret society?
I don't know. There are parts of his past life that are as a closed book to me. But I do know that he has been in the Orient.
It sounds as though he were mixed up with the Satyam Kongsi.
Yes, quite right, Alphonse.
Oh, what are we going to do? Henri is unnerved completely. And he doesn't seem to make a move to complain to the police for protection. That's why I've come to you, Alphonse. As an old friend, will you clear up this mystery?
Just leave everything to Aston Wolf and me, Marcel. We'll start work at once. And the first thing we do is to have a man stay in your house to watch your husband and protect him every minute.
Yes, precisely. And I think, Alphonse, if you don't mind, I'll take that assignment myself. Tell me, Marshal Duquesne, why should you be haunted by these grotesque-looking Chinese figures?
Wait a moment, Mr. Aston-Wolf, till I close the door. I don't want Marcel to hear this. It might bother her. I married for the first time when I was quite young. My wife was the daughter of a Chinese mendicant. In order to protect myself, I was forced to join a secret society.
The Satyam Kongsi.
Sure, how do you know that?
Oh, well, never mind. Go on, please.
Finally, I made a fortune in trading and managed to retire.
I see.
My Chinese wife died in a cholera epidemic. After that, I broke away from the Satyam. I sent in my resignation and came here to Paris. I want you to believe me. I am no longer a member of those murderers.
Yes, I believe you, Marshal.
Now they have planned another crime and want my help. I have refused to aid them.
What is the crime they plan committing?
Oh, I dare not tell you, monsieur. On pain of my life, I dare.
Why not?
Well, they have sent me the flower of death and will carry out the floral threat.
But I must advise you that if you do not reveal the proposed plot, you will be considered an accomplice before the fact in the eyes of the law.
I know, monsieur. But I have written a letter which I think may stop them from carrying out their plans. When I get a chance, I'll run out to the post box there at the corner and mail it.
You are not to leave this house without me, monsieur. I am here to protect you. Let me have the letter. I'll post it.
Oh, you must forgive me, monsieur, but I cannot let this letter leave my hand. I myself must see that it's posted.
But look here. Gooseneck and monkey face have been...
You mustn't refer to them so disrespectfully, monsieur. They are not mortal.
Excuse me. Well, those two unusual gentlemen have been haunting your place here at all odd hours. You can't be sure when they may pop out at you and polish you off.
I shan't be out long enough, only to the corner and back. Why, it won't even be necessary to change my house.
Marshal Duquesne, I can't force you to divulge the information you claim to have. But I can insist that if I'm to safeguard your life, you must not go out without me.
Oh, that's probably your office calling, monsieur. Suppose you answer.
Oh, very well. Hello? No, Alphonse. Everything's going along nicely.
I'm just going to post my letter. I'll be right back.
Duquesne, come back here. Oh, it's Duquesne, Alphonse. He's been trying to go out alone to post a letter, and now he's run out. The information? No, not very much. But enough to know that we were on the right track. Duquesne, apparently, tried to break away from the Satyam Kongsi, and there's some crime on foot that they've been trying to drag him into. No, he won't tell me. But he says the letter he's now posting will prevent the crime.
Monsieur Aston-Wolf. Oh, come quickly. Something dreadful has happened to Honoré.
Something's happened. I'll call you back later. What's happened, madame?
Oh, he was only out a minute. Just to go to the post box.
Yes.
Well, they have found him at the post box. Stabbed in the back. And nobody saw it done.
Taking charge of Duquesne put me out of the running for a bit, Alphonse. Now tell me, what have you found out and where are we heading?
We're heading for the China Restaurant. That's the headquarters of the Satyam gang. We found the address on the letter Duquesne mailed just before he was stabbed. Among other things, we learned what the plot was that they wanted him to enter.
Splendid. What was it?
They knew that Duquesne was friendly with the Japanese pearl collector, Yoshimura.
Yes.
The gang planned on getting him to decoy the Japanese so that they could rob him of his collection. Duquesne refused.
Good man. He was in a tight spot. I'm sorry they did away with him. Well, thank goodness you were able to tip off this Yoshimura in time.
Ah, that's just the trouble. They managed to get to him in their clutches. That's why we're heading for their headquarters.
I say, this is serious, judging from the Satyam symbols on their warnings.
Mm. Of course, those two monstrosities who shadowed Duquesne were human freaks.
Yes, sir.
But they suggest most effectively what any victim of the gang will look like when they get through with it.
And being steeped in Oriental superstition, no wonder poor Duquesne was half mad to fear.
Oh. There's the China restaurant. You see that flaming dragon?
Yes.
We'll park the car here and go the rest of the way on foot.
Righto. You have Russo and the men posted?
Yes, they'll lay the place on my signal. Come along. We'll just stroll along. We don't want to arouse suspicion.
Yes, I see LaRue over there loitering in that tea hut doorway.
Yes, and there's Russo. You see him pretending to read the menu on the outside of the restaurant?
Yes. Do you notice eyes peering out from behind curtains along this street?
Yes, and from behind the partly open doors. Have you your gun handy? I don't know what we may be in for.
Trust little A.W. He'll be able to fire at will.
Here we are.
And here's where we get in.
Break that door in, men. Search every corner of the place.
Okay.
This way, Bertio.
Right with you, A.W. Russo, LaRue, follow us.
Okay.
We'll go down to the cellar. I have a hunch that's where we'll find the gang.
These yellow rascals disappear like moles. There's not a one in sight. Where can they have gone?
Well, dash if I know, Alphonse. But here, help me. Help me with this trap door.
All right.
See now. Look, down there at the bottom of the stairs.
Yoshi Mueller. And they're stretching his neck with a rope collar.
Come along, Alphonse. Put up your hands, you devils! Cut Yoshimura down, Bethune. You.
Right away. Russo, LaRue, watch these yellow rats until we can take care of Yoshimura.
Okay, chief.
Bring him in the room.
All right.
Are you all right, Yoshimura?
Yes. Tokyo, very happy you came when you did. They were stretching nets to make sure where I keep my pearls. Fear I could not have lasted much longer.
We came as quickly as we could. I'm glad we weren't too late.
Yes. What have you got there?
This is the Chinese stick we've heard so much about. I picked it up from the table.
It doesn't look like a sword stick.
No, the handle doesn't come off.
A.W., what did you press then? The end of the stick opens.
What? What? This? By Jove, I see it now. Watch when I press the end of this cane against something.
A knife slides out. That's how Duquesne was killed.
Somebody pretended to stumble against him with his cane and the knife stabbed him.
And then the knife slid back into the shaft.
Seen this at clever, eh?
Poor Duquesne.
But at that, he was lucky they didn't try to turn him into a gooseneck the way they tortured Yoshimura.
Well, they made me gooseneck trying to find this hideout.
But that, my dear Bertillon, isn't as permanent a malady as that which follows the receiving of the flower of death.
You'll find the story from which today's dramatization was taken in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you.